Hello, and welcome to episode 4-2 of Signifying Nothing. That was Agnostic Front with Crucial Changes from the United Blood record, and before that from their EP, Ball Destruction, that was Madball with We Should Care, which was the first non-Set It Off Madball song I heard. It was on a mixtape that a friend made me, and I remember being blown away. I mean, that song is some seriously gnarly sounding hardcore, and it was a lot different from Set It Off, which is a great record, no doubt, but it was just a lot different, and it was like, wow, you know, this is great. And opening up, we had Taste of Fear with Pro-Life Equals No Mind. Next up, we're going to play a band that we kind of skipped last episode. They were mentioned on the show, and I'd actually edited the song in, but somehow, while I was splicing together everything in you, the intricate process that's involved with putting together Signifying Nothing, this song got kind of left out. So this band is called Obliteration. This song is called Fascist System.
Yeah.
was the mighty cop out with the song Burned Up, as seen in Hardware Fanzine Cop Out Fucking Ruled. I'd like to put that out to Brett from Hardware as well for hooking me up with some new Hardware shirts recently. Before that was Capital Scum with Final Nail in My Coffin, and opening up we had Obliteration with Fascist System. And again, sorry for missing them in our last episode. Next up, we're going to play a band that's related to Obliteration, features members of this band. This band is called Mind Eraser. The song is called Withdrawal Symptoms.
Thank you.
All right, that was The Proletariat with Bread and Circus. I'm not a super huge fan of The Proletariat, but I listened to Soma Holiday from time to time. I listened to it a couple times last month. Before that, we had His Hero Is Gone with Leash. And opening up, we had Mind Eraser doing Withdrawal Symptoms. Next up, we're going to play one of the best bands of the past 5 or 6 years. Since we've been doing Signifying Nothing, really, this band has always been around as one of the best out there, and they're... I think they've already broken up, or they're about to play their final shows in the area. The band is called Government Warning. This is one of my favorite Government Warning songs. This song is called Arrested.
Jeopardize. quiet life, I don't try to jeopardize.
One of the lesser known bands on Off the Disc Records. You're probably more familiar with Infest or Sleep or Morbid Angel, but that was Political Asylum, and that song was called Flight of Fancy, a little different from that other stuff. Before that was Trauma with Policy of Fear, and Government Warning opened up that set with Arrested. Speaking of Off the Disc Records, next up we're going to play the band Fear of God. This is from their As Statues Fell record. The song is called The Two Sides of the Coin.
Don't
From Disc 2 of the female-fronted heavy metal 1976 to 1989 compilation that just came out from the same people who gave you the female-fronted punk and hardcore one, that was Messiah Force with Silent Tyrant. I don't know much about that band, but that track is pretty awesome. I've been slowly but surely digging my way through those compilations, and I'm finding a lot of very interesting stuff on it. Before that was Warcry with the New Age. Members of that band are also in Tragedy. And opening up, we had Fear of God with The Two Sides of the Coin. Next up, we're going to play a couple of the tracks that we've reviewed recently. This band is called Off. They have members of 411, The Circle Jerks, Red Cross, and some other California bands. And as I said in the review, I was pleasantly surprised by this. I wasn't really expecting much, and it's pretty good for what it's worth, I guess. This song is called I Don't Belong.
Your high social cast, privileged fans, lure me in, but I can't be a fan here on this liberty under the cherry tree. Drunk on hypocrisy, I'm standing in the shadows and I'm dizzying in the patrol. I don't belong, I don't belong.
That was Mauser. I think that's how you pronounce that band's name. With Social Lobotomy, that's from their summer tour EP from last year. Really good stuff. A lot of Scandinavian and British influence on that one. I'm looking forward to more from them. I think they have a new record out. Before that was Dag Nasty. Wait, what? Bill's playing Dag Nasty? No, this is the Sean Brown Dag Nasty from the recent reissue on Discord. The at least moderately enjoyable version of Dag Nasty. That song is called Circles. And I don't know. Sean Brown can't even save Dag Nasty. And opening up was Off with I Don't Belong, which is from their EP. I think they have a box set of a couple different EPs out. I haven't had a chance to check out yet. But I like that EP. It wasn't, like I said, it could be better, but it could be so much worse. So just kind of take it for what it is. Not bad. So that's going to wrap things up for Signifying Nothing this week. Remember, we are located online at sn.wpwen.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at signifxxx. You can follow me on Twitter at wpwen42. And that pretty much wraps things up for this week. As our final track, we're going to play Corrosion of Conformity. There's been so much talk about religion lately in the public sphere. A lot of the coming right-wing candidates for president, like there's so much difference between them and the Democrats at this point. Hey, Obama just reopened the Gitmo military tribunals. So much for change, I guess. And a lot of them are, you know, talking a lot about religion, and there's been all these attacks on women's bodies recently, and now we're having these hearings about whether Muslims are, loyal to the country or whatever insane and racist bullshit. And this song pretty much sums up how I feel about these people that want to put their religion on people's bodies and use it as a wedge between different groups of people. This is a band from North Carolina called Corrosion of Conformity. The song is called Prayer. And see you next week.